So today we're talking about stoicism and the stoic or stoics guide to life, resilience, virtue, and inner peace. Imagine standing firm, a rock in the midst of a storm. Waves of frustration, uncertainty, and hardship crash against you, but you remain unmoved. This is the essence of Stoicism. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, be like the rock that the waves keep crashing over. It stands unmoved, and the raging of the sea falls still around it. Today, we're going to delve into Stoicism and look at the ancient philosophy that helps us to be resilient and focusing on what truly matters. It was originated in Greece in around 300 BC by Zeno of Citium. And the core idea is really that you should focus on what is within your control, your own thoughts, your actions, and your attitude, while accepting what is beyond our control and do it gracefully. It teaches us to cultivate virtue and wisdom and encourages us to live a life of resilience and purpose, regardless of external circumstances. It's classed as ethics as well, which means that it's about how we should live. That's the type of philosophy it is. But unlike many other philosophies, it's not just an intellectual pursuit, but a practical guide to life. It helps us to navigate difficulties with dignity and wisdom, fostering peace of mind in a chaotic world. The key philosophers of Stoicism are, number one is Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor who's known for his private journal meditations and has become a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. His sort of reflections emphasized rather the importance of self-discipline, inner peace, and leadership with integrity. Here's one of his quotes, or another one of his quotes. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. So, how often do we try to control the uncontrollable? And imagine how much mental energy you would save if you focused only on what you could influence. Another famous philosopher is Epictetus, a former slave, in fact, who became one of the most influential Stoic philosophers. His teachings focused on personal responsibility, the power of perception, and the importance of choosing how we respond to events. A quote of his is, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." So, how do you react to different situations? Are you letting external events dictate your inner peace? Or are you choosing your response? And then you have Seneca, the Roman statesman, a philosopher who advocated for rationality and self-reflection. His writings address the importance of managing emotions and understanding that suffering is often the result of how we perceive the world, not the world itself. A quote of his is, "We suffer more in imagination than in reality." So, how much of your anxiety and stress is caused by imagined scenarios rather than actual events? Could you change your perspective and alleviate unnecessary worry? So, what are some of the principles of Stoicism now that we've looked at the philosophers? Well, control what you can and accept what you cannot. One of the Stoic ideas is the dichotomy of control. We cannot control external events, other people, or even our future to an extent. The only thing we truly have control over is how we react to the events. So, what is causing you stress right now? Can you control the situation, or are you reacting to something beyond your control? Another principle would be living according to nature. We should act rationally, pursue virtue and accept the natural flow of life. And this is includes really understanding that everything in life has a purpose and the universe operates in a rational order. Are you living according to your true nature? Are your actions guided by reason and virtue, or are they driven by external pressures and desires? Another core principle would be virtue is the highest good. Virtue, comprising wisdom, courage, justice, self-discipline, is the highest good according to the Stoics. This means that living virtuously is not only the best way to live a fulfilling life, but it's also the key to achieving inner peace. In your daily decisions, then, are you prioritizing virtue or are you chasing fleeting pleasures that offer little long-term satisfaction? Another principle would be memento mori, which means remember death. You should contemplate morality regularly. By understanding and remembering that life is finite, we are reminded to make the most of our time and focus on what truly matters. If you knew that you only had a year to live, what would you change? Would you change how you're spending your time today? What you're putting your efforts into? Are you wasting time on trivial things, or are you investing on what really matters? And finally, amor fati, love thy fate. Accept whatever life brings you with open arms. One of the sort of quotes is, whatever come, or a revised version of it is, what can more aptly fit your needs than what's going on in your life at the moment? Don't resist what's woven into your fate, essentially. In some ways, people say, well, why does this happen to me? Who would you rather it have happen to? Your family, your kids? It's about embracing with open arms all aspects of life, the good, the bad, the indifferent, and understanding it's part of the bigger picture. Do you resist the challenges in your life, or do you accept them as opportunities for growth? We've talked about this before. To actually become better, you need to have hardship. And if you understand and accept those hardships, maybe you'll become a better person. So, how do we implement some of these into our lives? Practice the dichotomy of control. Make a list of things that are causing you stress. Separate them into two categories, maybe. What you can control and what you can't. And focus only on what you can control and let go of everything else. You can't control the weather, but you can choose how you prepare for it, can't you? You can take the umbrella out. You can wear a raincoat. Maybe you want to journal like Marcus Aurelius. He set time aside every morning and evening to reflect on his day or his goals. He wrote down about what went well, what he learned, and how he can improve. This practice will help you gain clarity and emotional control, and actually visualization as well, because you're going to have to go through what happened in your day, and it's good for the mind. We need to also reframe problems as opportunities. Instead of viewing obstacles as negative, reframe them as opportunities for growth. What can you learn from this situation? You are the winner you learn, as they say. When facing maybe a tough project at work, instead of feeling overwhelmed, think this is an opportunity to improve my skills and demonstrate my resilience. It's all about how you think. Negative visualization is another one. Take a few minutes each day to imagine losing something important to you. A job, a loved one, your health. This exercise will help you to cultivate gratitude for what you have today and prepare you emotionally for life's uncertainties. A lot of the time we take for granted, don't we, what we've got. And actually, if we imagine our life without them, we will take ownership and be really happy actually that we have what we have in life. And we'll look after it. And that's what's important. And finally, we should live virtuously. In every situation, ask yourself, is this the wise thing to do? Is this the courageous decision? Is this the bold decision? Does this align with my values? Am I being a rat, basically? Am I doing something that I know is not the right thing to do because I'm hedonistic, essentially? Maybe you ask yourself, am I acting out of anger? Or am I choosing a response based on patience and understanding? Some modern applications. In stressful situations, accept that you can't control everything. And we can actually reduce our anxiety by doing that and focus on what's within our power. Take or create total control of your mind. Control responses, control your actions. Maybe in relationships, it is about being patient, understanding, and having an element of emotional control. If you practice empathy and letting go of your ego, maybe you can strengthen bonds. In a disagreement, instead of saying or getting defensive, maybe ask yourself, how can I respond in a way that maintains respect and understanding? Maybe in your career, we have to navigate setbacks with grace. Instead of viewing failures as negative, see them as a necessary part of growth. After a failure at work, instead of just self-criticism, and sometimes that can be a good thing, use it as the opportunity to refine your skills and approach. Look at it in terms of how can this cause me to act, not, just feeling sorry for yourself. What about personal development then? The focus on virtue and self-discipline provides a clear framework, doesn't it, for personal growth. By striving to live virtuously, we can align ourselves with our highest ideals. When faced with temptation or procrastination, remind yourself of your long-term goals, and you'll see that there is a virtue with self-discipline. If you're sitting there just writing list after list about what you should do, but you're not actually taking action, try and understand. You have to take action. There are certain things in your control, and you need to ensure that you control them. Life will always have its storms, its waves, its challenges. The key is not to avoid them, but to stand firm in the face of them. Stoicism sort of offers us a roadmap, doesn't it, to navigate life with that resilience, with that wisdom, and with that virtue. By focusing then on what we can control and embracing everything that comes our way, we unlock our true potential. So, how can you embody the Stoic virtues in your life today? How can you be like the rock that stands there, letting the waves crash against it over and over again? And you're the rock that's not bothered. You actually encourage more waves because you are the rock people look up to.